I think we only spent one school year together. Maybe two. I'm not even sure. Some things I remember as vividly as ever, but a lot of the small details can just blur together after a while. There are some situations where you start to see the same faces over and over, then put them together with names. And after a while, you can't even say exactly how or when you first met. You know what it's like. My neighbor was one of those. We were in an off-campus row of houses that went all the way down the block, and we'd always see people popping in and out of them without really knowing who lived there, you know? It was weeks before we ever spoke. She was your classic girl next door, sweet, attractive in a plain way, quiet more than extroverted. I remember liking her right away, whenever that actually was. Took me a while longer to see her hanging out back and learn that she really did live right next door. One of the first times we really got to talking was one of the last, actually. One of the big end of the semester parties was at my house on a Friday. And the place was just as packed as I'd ever seen it. We'd finally made it to spring, and it felt great to really get out after being shut inside for months, you know? We could hear chatter and laughter all the way up and down the block where people were hanging out in their yards, and I had been leaving my windows open all day to enjoy the smell of fresh-cut grass and barbecue smoke. It's amazing the things you remember. Of course, there were things that always came out at the end of the year, hookups and breakups that had been a long time coming. More than one was happening in my house that night, and not just at the party. It had been clear for a while that my two roommates were heading for some big fight. I never knew exactly what the problem was. They'd been keeping things civil enough, but I'd just known that soon enough somebody was going to go. There were tables of food spread across our porch and the one next door. I was in a group waiting for my turn to get a bite, and there was my cute neighbor on her side working the grill. There was this quiet moment, and I leaned over the railing between the porches and asked if anyone needed a hand. She just looked up and said, "No, thanks." On top of her normal t-shirt and ponytail looks, today she was wearing a black apron with a single cupcake right in the center of her chest. More than one of the guys made a joke during dinner about tasting her cupcake. I couldn't tell if she was annoyed, so I made sure to tell her I liked it. The cooking wound down, and she ended up helping me pack up things on my side. The cooking wound down, and she ended up helping me pack up things on my side. We were getting back to the kitchen for another drink when we heard someone yell from the next room, already half drunk, "But you have to use your mouth." We glanced at each other, then shrugged and laughed. We'd reached a familiar point that night. And it was truth or dare or drink time. Through the doorway, I saw a girl dropping a pretzel down the front of her low-cut top. Obviously, the reason for the special instructions. She went in while I wandered out to the yard again. Pretty soon, my drink was gone, and I drifted back inside and noticed that for some reason the living room seemed unusually quiet. For a second, I almost wondered if everyone had gotten bored and gone home, but no, people were just sitting around the room, not saying anything. I walked in and nearly bumped straight into my neighbor, who was standing right next to the doorway. I was so startled, I almost jumped. She stepped in closer and spoke before I knew what happened. "Hey, can I kiss you?" I must have mumbled something. "What? Okay." She didn't hesitate. And once our lips met, the whole room broke out screaming. I was still too frozen to think. She stepped back, laughing and embarrassed. I felt a hot rush through my body, and I started laughing too. I just stammered, "What the?" She was still cracking up. "I'm sorry," she managed to get out. "I'm sorry. It was just my turn, my dare," the next person that walked in. Oh, I see. I chuckled and murmured back as quietly as I could, "That's okay. It's fine, really." Her skin was turning bright red. Our gazes met and her face was just lit up. I probably looked the same way. I smiled as encouragingly as I could to let her know that I meant it. I really didn't mind it at all. She just turned away and I rolled my eyes at the rest of the room. "Happy, you guys? Come on, grow up." I walked over and found a place to sit down. "Well, who's next?" I asked. "When do I get to give someone a dare?" We had a few more rounds of the usual silly party dares. One of the guys had to run down to the corner and back only in his boxers. One of my roommates gave a little lap dance to the other's boyfriend, even though I'm sure we all knew that would be a bad idea. Someone else had tried unhooking my bra through my shirt in 15 seconds, which had everyone going crazy again when he didn't quite make it. More shots were poured and more drinks were chugged. Of course, things naturally broke off after a while and everyone wandered off. I helped the last drunk stumble home down the block, then dragged myself up to bed and passed out. In the morning, it felt too bright and warm to deal with the mess, so I made some coffee and took it out onto the back porch. Of course, there were more red cups and paper plates scattered across the yard, the cupcake apron draped over the railing. I just sat still, sipped, and zoned out until I heard her familiar voice snap me out of it. "Hey, what's up?" I looked over at the next porch, and there she was, looking as fuzzy as I still felt. "Oh, hi." I couldn't think of anything else to say at the moment. "Crazy night, huh? How you feeling?" She looked bashful and admitted she was still hungover. "Yeah, I understand. Oh, want some?" She looked blank for a moment, so I waved my cup. "Coffee. Do you want some? I've got more of the good stuff." She perked up a little at that and smiled. I started to get up, though. We heard some voices inside. My roommates were awake and shouting. Things were finally blowing up. We stopped and looked at each other again. "You know," she said after a moment, "I was just gonna make a pot myself over here. How's that sound?" I agreed that that sounded better, so I climbed over the railing and followed her inside. Coffee turned into lunch. Neither of us was in a hurry to go anywhere. And soon enough, we chatted half the afternoon away, keeping half an ear on how things were going next door. The shouting died down after a while, and I could hear stomping and thumping instead. And I figured one of them was getting her stuff together. We just talked about any little thing. Housemates. Hers weren't fighting like mine, but she had some past horror stories. Upcoming plans. I was staying for the summer. She was going back home and unsure what to do in the fall. Drinks. I liked wine. She preferred margaritas. We touched on all kinds of things, except for the previous night's games. I couldn't figure out how to bring it up and try to reassure her I still felt fine. I eventually opened my mouth to try and just blurt something out, but ended up yawning instead. She nodded. Yeah, I know. Honestly, I was just thinking of crashing a little more myself. She paused and we listened for more thumping of boxes from the other side of the wall before she went on. Hey, you don't need to go. I mean, would you rather just stay out of her way? Take the couch if you want. I tried to be polite and mumble something about imposing. No, really, she laughed. Everyone else is gone for the weekend. I don't mind at all. I couldn't help but be relieved. She drifted upstairs and I headed straight for the couch. The whole place was silent when I woke up. I had no idea if the drama was over, but I'd still be happy staying put. Once my neighbor came back downstairs, I tried sounding her out. So, what are you doing for dinner? I mean, do you have plans? Or should I go? If you're busy. She laughed and waved a hand around as she sat down next to me. Does it look like I'm busy? My whole weekend's empty. It's fine. You can. She trailed off and I was relieved to see that she felt awkward too. You're still welcome to stay and hang out, really, if you want to. I wasn't really going to do much. We could figure out dinner and, I don't know, watch a movie, make some cookies, play a... Once she cut herself off, I saw the perfect opening. Oh, a game. That sounds fun. I waited a moment and leaned in a little closer. I like games. Like the kind where you have to use your mouth. She still didn't move away, so I went in and kissed her. Suddenly, all the awkwardness was gone. We pulled back and smiled at each other. Her eyes were laughing. Then we started again, and our hands began wandering, and the rest of the afternoon disappeared in a blink. It was sort of urgent, and yet not fast or impatient. We just stayed in that cozy spot, enjoying every sensation. Our clothes stayed on, but our fingers went just about everywhere underneath. Her lips felt hot against my throat. I teased her nipples and lightly sucked on her earlobe. She squeezed my breasts and stroked my back. We eventually fingered each other, softly and slowly, until we both came together. We sat back, caught our breath, and started to realize we were getting hungry. The evening felt too nice to not go out, so we went out for Chinese. The whole mood was different over dinner. Everything we said felt flirty or naughty. I was already thinking I'd like to stay the evening, maybe for the night. We arrived back at the house, talking about movies and drinks, then forgot all about it and made out on the couch for a while instead. Eventually, she got up and declared it was margarita time, and we decided to start cookies. While I looked through the fridge, she got a sly look and disappeared towards the back door. I heard a little clattering and rustling for a minute, and then she walked back into the kitchen wearing just the apron and nothing else. I laughed and barely managed to not drop the eggs. She saw how big I was smiling and started turning red all over. "You still like it now?" She did a cute little spin and started pointing out where to find things in the drawers. We couldn't wipe the smiles off our faces. Once everything was in the oven or washed up, we drifted back together in the middle of the room. I squeezed her ass with one hand while the other wandered over her chest. She giggled. "What? Do you have a thing for cupcakes?" "Well, I have to say, yours does look pretty cute," I played along, rubbing that spot in the middle of the apron, feeling the heat underneath. My face felt just as hot. "But what does it taste like?" She bit her lip and I reached down between her legs. It didn't take long to feel the wetness. I just whispered, "Over here," and backed her against the counter. I knelt down and lifted the apron until I could move in and taste for myself. It fell and draped over my head as my mouth met her slit. I laughed as I licked. She gasped, leaned her weight back against the counter, and started to moan. I was lost in the feel and the taste. I kept going until she clenched and shuddered, then slowly kissed her fold some more until the timer beeped. We laughed, took everything into the living room, sat down, and caught our breath. I said something dumb about how nice the dessert was. Once we worked through some of the cookies and most of the margaritas, she apparently decided it was my turn. Her hot mouth was on me again. The drink was warm in my belly and tangy on her lips. My clothes disappeared piece by piece. She pushed me back onto the couch and used her hands and tongue all over me until I screamed. For a second, I wondered if one of my roommates had heard that from their side, whoever was still around, and then didn't think about them anymore. We went up to the bed and nestled under the sheets until we were toasty all over. Things were a bit subdued in the morning as we lounged around and finished cleaning up. Nothing felt awkward exactly, but we both knew we'd be back to real life soon. End of semester stuff tomorrow. Different lives over the summer. It didn't keep me from lingering as much as I could into the afternoon. I thought I heard an extra something in her voice when she suggested a quick shower before I had to go back home. Even so, it was easy to put everything else out of our mind while we kissed under the hot water and made each other come one more time. I'd forgotten to ask when her housemates were due back, So maybe I shouldn't have been surprised to hear the front doorknob rattle just as we were toweling off. We cracked up trying to quickly rush into the bedroom before anyone came upstairs. Soon, everyone was together, down in the living room, saying hi and catching up a little as we both tried to act normal. I explained how I'd stayed away from my place, but really should be getting back soon. I looked at her and tried to figure out how she wanted to play it. Nonchalant, pretending like nothing happened. I couldn't read her face, so I just made the usual small talk. Okay, thanks. See you soon. And went home to find out who was still around. I'm not sure if I should have tried anything more with her, or if it would have really made a difference. We hardly crossed paths again for her remaining few days in town. When we did, I did my best to smile and make it clear I was glad to see her. I was trying to convey a lot more. Hey, it was great. I understand you're going, no hard feelings. I'm fine with everything. Good luck. Thank you. I was sort of hoping she'd understand all of that just from reading my mind. She always acted friendly and happy too, although a bit reserved. Was it supposed to mean the same things? I couldn't tell, and I could never quite bring myself to ask. Then, of course, the week was over. The only kind of answer I got came the day after she left, when I went out back to sit on the porch and found the apron spread out over my chair. I laughed and blushed, even though no one was around. It stayed with me through a few more moves since then. In fact, it's still hanging in my kitchen today. I always like to wear it for someone else when I can. Maybe with clothes, maybe without. And every time, it makes me remember the taste of those cookies.